I really appreciate you hopping on with me today. I just wanted to do something together to kind of show off what we've been working on. And
not totally.
You know, just kind of put a little video together, like a little, you know, hype video or something together out of it to announce that we're doing this and show off the covers, that, you know, show off the stuff we've done so far. Not, maybe not everything, probably everything, but, you know, but show off what we're working on and, like, you know, just kind of announce it. And then, like, you asked the other day or last week about sharing it, and I'm like, I want to do something. So, and I want to have something to send people, a place to send people, like the Kickstarter, right? I'm just going to have it approved and out there so people can remind me when it goes live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm going to just try to be sending everybody that wants to know anything about it or know when it's available, go to that. And I'm not going to launch the project until we finish our work, basically. So when you finish the artwork and we put it all together and you're paid and everything's good, then I'll launch the Kickstarter and be like, all right, we have 100% finished product, just waiting on print numbers, right?
Yeah.
And then it can run for 30 days and then we'll, you know, be, you know, run from there. So,
exciting.
Yeah, I think it's exciting. And it gives some place. I didn't want to do it, announce anything until we had a place to send people. That was, I guess, the biggest thing, right?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And this is, I guess, from what I've heard from talking to people, you know, there's a whole group of people or a whole, you know, market of people that only shop on Kickstarter for comic books. So you got to catch
100% up. True. 100%.
And I think it's really cool because I have a retailer package at a discount. So, like,
I saw that. Yeah.
People can, you know, stores could buy it if they want it and include, you know, copies of each cover.
Yeah.
Annika's doing a cover. It's actually kind of cute. It's rough, really rough at the moment.
She didn't.
But she's doing one. The scene she picked to do for her cover was when the boy's walking home. So it's looking at Billy from behind and he's wearing his backpack and Pete's like peeking out of the backpack. I was like, that's pretty cool. I don't know what
page. Page 3?
I don't know. I don't know my script.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Okay.
I gave this to my wife and Annika to read, and my wife made a couple changes. I made those, but I love the fact, and I don't know if you noticed this down here, but I put you as a co-writer as well. Cause like what I noticed, I thought it was really cool how you added, you know, you added a little bit of your own twist on the lettering, right?
I
thought that was awesome. And I was like, that makes, you know, because it just fulfills the book even better, right? And I was like, well, that makes total sense to give you kind of like a co-writing credit too. So if you don't mind, I did that too.
I will say this. I was not expecting that at all. Like, nor did I feel, you know, entitled to that at all. But if you want to do that, I'm okay with that.
Cool. Well, I mean, I think it's fair. Because you're adding a little bit. You're just adding to the story, you know, which I think is really cool. Because, like, that, it makes it even better. Like, when you show me just page 1 like this, right? And I read page 1, it's like, oh, this is awesome. This is like perfect, right? And then you add the lettering, and I'm like, wow, that makes it like even that much like better, right? So that just is so exciting. It's very exciting and very cool to see this like coming to life. It's amazing. It's weird because I'm not a writer.
It is. I don't think I am either, but here we are.
We're really doing it.
Yeah.
So yeah,
but that,
so
he, that's like, but that's the, that's half the, that's half of it is like, just, you know, okay, we're gonna make time to do this and we're gonna put this out there, and you know, because for no other reason other than because we want to.
Exactly. It's so exciting, and it can lead to so many more projects. You know, I've told a couple of my coworkers, and they're like, they want to write comic books now for work. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. I'll just become a comic book writer in my day job too. Who knows?
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool. I'm definitely learning a lot, and I love, you know, with everybody I'm interviewing and talking to and everything, it's been really cool just learning. And I mean, the main thing, like, trying to find an artist, right? Like, you sent me that little bit of fan art, you drew Panel Pete, and I was like, man, that's super awesome. And then you sent me this cover idea, and I'm like, man, that's really cool. And then I finally just broke down. I was like, dude, just draw the whole thing, right? Like, because finding somebody that's going to be as excited, and which I feel you really are, like, you're just as excited about the project as I am. And you can't make that up. You can't buy that, right?
No.
And that's what I've loved about this so far.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I like really, really enjoyed about it is, like, you know, A, just like the passion and the drive for it that like hearing you talk about it with all your guests and like the idea behind him and like what he can do, you know, like in terms of the character, but then also just like what the story is about. And then also, like, for me, like, being, you know, the setting of the story and kind of where these you know, these things take place, and being able to, in a way, you know, show some love back to the indie community by, like, putting their books in the store, in the shots and stuff like that, and, like, kind of, you know, showing them off as well, and, like, giving back to the indie community a little bit was like really like appealing to me, you know, also.
Right. That's something that's really cool too. And I've got to actually talk to some more of these people about that. Cover, make myself a note. So I actually reach out to these people. I just thought that was a really cool idea because a few people that I have talked to were like, oh yeah, please use my stuff. You know, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That actually came out when I interviewed Jonathan from Trey Smooth or Tay Smooth. You know, he, at the end of our interview, he was like, oh, just put Panel Pete on a billboard in my comic. I'm like, heck yeah, that's pretty cool. Let's do that. You know? And, so there could be a whole lot of crossover, and I love that we can work that in. I have one more idea for a cover that I'm going to try to work on to do another one. But basically, it'll be the scene where Panel Pete's reading the comics on the floor, and there'll be like the comic wall of all the comics. I don't know exactly how I'm going to do it yet, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, this is your cover that you came up with, which I absolutely love. It's
there. It is
everything.
Yeah, that I liked the idea of like Panel Pete having a podcast, and I know I explained the idea to you a little bit.
Yep.
But then, and like this one just really, once I got going with it, it just sort of, you know, it, I just feels like, oh, I can put this here and I can put this here. And you know, I like things to be silly sometimes. Like, I don't like to take, you know, I don't, the comics, but if I don't know, I think if comics start to take themselves too seriously, it kind of loses itself as a comic a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, Panel Pete having his own, you know, podcast to talk about, you know, all the adventures he gets himself, you know, going on with things. And then, you know, just, I know that you and Annika like have, you know, those like hero nicknames that you use in the start of your podcast, like Braha and Anakon.
Yep.
And I thought it would be funny if Panel Pete was reading a comic about, you know, the two of them.
Can I zoom? Let me zoom in on this because that's pretty funny. Yeah. Yeah. So there's the comic. I noticed this and I absolutely loved it. This was my first favorite part. And then my second favorite part was the Thor pitcher in the corner right here. Oh yeah, I saw it. That was amazing. The number one dad's cool cup too is cool too.
Yeah.
Just the all the hidden things in this cover is just, you know, amazing.
And like my thought behind some of this stuff was like, no, these are like the actual things. Like these aren't like props or replicas. Like these are like actual things that Panel Pete has acquired through his adventures. And like, you know, like it just kind of kept going with it. Like, oh yeah, he actually has the Master Sword just like tucked up behind this bookcase. And like, and then just like, you know, a cosmic cube casually like strewn about on the floor.
And then and like even the golf clubs in the corner is hilarious to me. So.
Yeah. And then just like, you know, Dr. Strange's cloak of levitation on a coat rack behind it, you know. Yep. And then with the comic covers on the front, like I thought it would be funny to like have Action Comics number one, Detective Comics, whatever. What is that? 20.
I don't.
Oh, I'm gonna get so much heat for not you knowing this. Whatever that Detective Comics issue is, and then the Amazing Fantasy 15, like, cause like, what self-respecting comic collector would just have those on the floor. Just, you know, just casually, just on the floor, you know, like $4 million just sitting, you know, on a floor somewhere. Oh, but yeah, it was really phenomenal. Fun to do, and like once I got going with it, it was a lot of fun to do.
That is amazing. So that is going to be cover A.
All right,
and then I've already showed you my cover. Let me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm quite finished with it. I got to add something, a little something to it. But you know, I did move the handle up like you suggested. Made the box lids a little bit thicker. I stare at my comic boxes on the floor, right? But this has been my favorite idea the whole time, and kind of where like the new logo thing came from too, right?
Yeah,
in the corner. So this was kind of been my idea originally for a cover. I just kind of like, it's simple, but it's cute and kind of fun. And then of course we've got the blank covers in black and white and in color and in black and white, just for fun, just makes it easy.
I like the black and white one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So I originally made this logo in black and white, and I was like, wow, that looks really good. Like if I zoom in on it a little bit here, it looks really good, you know, with the shading in black and white. Yeah. And I was like, I really like that. I had to add prices to all these, but, I was like, yeah, why not just throw a black and white one up there just for fun, just make something a little different. Cause I'm also toying with an idea, and I'm not promising this is going to happen if this part makes the actual video later, but you know, we've been on this kick, you know, Battle Beast and then Batman, you know, did the blind bags, you know, comics.
Yep.
And there's a couple more coming out here soon that are doing blind bags. I was like, I wonder if I could pull that off. So just having multiple cover options as well. He's also, you know, I know we talked about the quote. He's looking into the blind bags for me as well, printed blind bags, as well as foil covers. He doesn't do the foils in his print shop, but they have a network of print shops. And he said there's another shop he's going to talk to. So we might get some foil covers too. So. That'd be pretty
cool. That'd be cool.
So I don't know. We'll see. And then, you know, so those are the covers. We got more covers coming soon. I just kind of made these just as a placeholder. I know Annika's making one. I like it. And then I'm going to at least do one more. And then, you know, if there's anybody else out there who wants to do a cover, you know, I'm down for that too. So then we'll show, we can show page one. You know, we already kind of showed it, but there's without the lettering. Yeah. And when I first saw this, well, you sent it to me as a pencil sketch first, but I was just blown away because it's like that first panel, just that first panel was like, and I think even in the pencil sketch, it didn't have anything in the windows, but it was just like, so real. It made it so real for me because, like, it's exactly what I was thinking. Like, I don't know. It's just amazing to me to see this come to life. And there will be a Talking Comics comic shop one day. That's the goal. That's, you know, an end goal, retirement. I'm going to open a little comic shop with a podcast studio in the back. That's my end goal. So, you know, that'll be fun. And
a little Easter egg about that first panel right there.
Yeah, let's zoom in.
Like the comic shop, a little Easter egg. Like that's actually like the like my local comic shop in New London in Connecticut. It's Sarge's Comics. Like I just completely use that as a reference. So like that's
very cool.
That's my local comic shop that I use as a reference. So, you know, just to kind of, you know, a little Easter egg there for anyone.
That's awesome. I did not know that one. I wouldn't have known that. Not until next year when I come up there. So,
I think it's the first or second weekend in August is the show.
I'll be there.
All right.
Yeah, I love how you put Thor in there. So that's the goal, you know, end of May is to have everything done by then. I think we can do it a little bit quicker, but I'm not like, if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things.
Right.
Yeah, but no, I love this. Like that first panel was perfect. And then reading through like this stuff, especially with the lettering, it's cool. Everything was perfect. You added some cool covers. I don't recognize these covers. Are these something that you've, what's the deal with these?
The on the lower ones there.
Yep.
Okay, so working from Al back to the bookshelf, what Al is reading is the book that I recently just did of like Finn Ankles, my little cat Perfect. Character guy. That's the one that he's reading. The middle one there is Rat Night by a local guy up here that I've gotten to know. He's actually in New Hampshire now. Sweet. Brandon Cable. That's that's his book. Rat Night, which is a homage to obviously Batman and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Hell of an artist, hell of an inker. The story is awesome. And I don't know if you can see it behind me, but like in my office back here, I have an original page that I bought from him from that book.
Awesome.
Cause I liked it that much and I liked him that much. And, he just put out issue 2 of Rat Night, and I got a page from him for that. And then I did a cover for his issue 2. He did a variant cover for my Finn Ankles book. And hopefully I get to do something with him on issue 3 whenever he gets to it. But again, cool. Awesome dude. And then the other one, that is from Alternity Comics. I feel like a jerk that I don't know that off the top of my head, but I can tell you who that is in literally 10 seconds. I'm still waiting on covers to come in from like other people. Where is it? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Where is it? Covers there. I want to say it's Christian from, I could be wrong. And of course my computer, here we go. Where'd it go? Image, that's the Chronicles, variant cover, that's him. It is, who sent those to me? Oh, wait, I know where I can find it. Because I need to give credit because it is important. Here we go. Messages. Da-da-da-da-da-da. That is Kessler. Christian Kessler from Kessler Comics. Those are his, I believe. Oh, wait, awesome. Nope. Am I wrong again? No, I am not.
Okay.
So yeah, that's from, I believe, Christian Kessler from Kessler Comics, and I've got a couple others of his sprinkled up there, and I'm gonna, you know, put some more of his, and I've got some covers from, you know, Dan Price, who's a name I know you've heard a bit about. Dennis Valencia, he's, you know, those are all those like the homebrew guys with Chris.
If I knew before Friday that he, or before Saturday morning, that Chris was going to be in Greensboro an hour and a half away from me, I would have went. But I was already committed to locked in to work on this, you know, all this stuff this weekend. So I never left the office, but I was looking on Instagram and Chris was like an hour and a half from here. And I was like, really? I could have went and saw him in person, but oh well.
And they, all those guys are just awesome. Yeah. Like, just awesome.
Well, as long as they're cool with it, and that just gave me another idea. I know we don't need any more ideas right now. But it might be cool, like, when we talk to these people and make sure it's okay to use their stuff, which, you know, 99% of them, we're going to be totally fine with it. But it might be cool, like, on the inside front cover when we do, like, the title page, which, I mean, I'll probably end up doing that. Just, you know, doing, like, a thank you section with all these people's covers and stuff that we're using. That'd be kind of cute.
Yeah.
Cool. So if you could help me keep up with, you know, just a list of names of things that you use. Just so we can do that. I think that'd be, because I've been thinking a lot about how we do the cover, the title page, basically.
Right.
That might be something cool to add to that. And I still got to figure out what to put on the back cover. I have no idea. But the inside back cover basically will be an advertisement for the podcast. Me and Annika or whatever. And then some thumbnails, or I'll come up with something. And then the back page, back cover, I don't know. But inside the front cover will be the title page. And yeah, that'd be kind of cool. I just thought of that thank you section.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's awesome. And I don't see anyone having a problem with that. Yeah. I mean, because you're promoting their work also.
Yep.
So
that's what it's all about. At least the people in my life.
At least the people that, I mean, I've spoken to and asked about it, they were like, yeah, here. You know, go ahead.
Right.
You know, no qualms whatsoever.
So then, yeah, so that's page one. We may have showed the lettering, but I'm not going to show it again. Rewind. I put a little bit. So I've been working on the Kickstarter page. I think this is pretty much all you'll see when it actually goes, when it gets approved before pre-launch. I think I might change this header and add some of the covers on the side. I might do that. I think I'm probably going to do that. Just haven't gotten to that yet. But the big thing is, you know, to remind me, if you want to be notified on launch, I'm targeting mid-February is my thinking at the moment, mid-February or 1st of March launching, maybe, you know, somewhere between there. Once we have a completed product, right? I don't want to launch until we have it done.
Right.
And then, yeah, so if you want information, there will be a link to this page. So you can hit the remind me button and get reminded. But I can give you some preview of what is in here. I took some of the artwork and put in here and a little bit about what the story is about. And then I just made little pages of the covers, and then most likely what I think the rewards are going to be, you know, a digital copy or physical copies. I think that price is wrong. I got to change it. Already finding mistakes. That's why it's pre-launch.
That's why we do this, to iron it all out.
That's right. You know, a little bundle copy or a collector's copy. And I'll change this if we add more covers, obviously. A retailer bundle. Mm-hmm. I just, coming from owning a store years ago, you know, a hobby shop, I really appreciate, you know, retail, like giving the retailers the opportunity to get in on Kickstarters, whether it's board games or comics or whatever. But giving the retailers an opportunity to get into if they want to makes it really cool. So I felt really good about that years ago when I was able to do that for my hobby shop. I could back a game. I have a whole shelf of games over here, but I could back a game and get, you know, multiple copies and put it in my store for people that missed the Kickstarter or whatever. And then the hype's like, oh, how do I get it? Well, I got it in my store, you know? So I always want to be able to include retailers if I can. And it's, of course, at a discount. I don't know how to police that. So we'll see how that goes. Whatever. If you really want 12 copies of the book for $50, go for it.
I mean, when I've done Kickstarters, and I haven't done a lot of them. I think I've only done maybe like two, maybe three. Retailer bundles is something I never thought of, and I wish I had. But I knew other people had done them, but like it just never dawned on me to do it, or I didn't really know enough about them and how to price them. And
right.
So you're ahead of me on that.
I just, you know, it comes from owning a store, right? So like I had some comics in my store, but I didn't have a, you know, like Diamond or a Lunar account to buy comics. I was buying them secondhand and selling them in the store, but not much. It wasn't my main focus. Board games, card games, that was my main focus in the store. But it's the same principle.
Yeah.
This is basically, you know, just under $4 a piece, I think, or just over $4 a piece. So it gives you a $3 discount per book. I might be able to change that a little bit. We'll see. And then, you know, there's going to be add-ons. When I was building, if I go to the rewards page, you can see here, let's see. You know, you get the digital issue, but every level of backing, there's four levels of backing, or maybe six. But there's, you know, you're able to add the sticker, the physical issues, the prints, 11x17 prints of each cover, or the shirt hat. And I might add more shirts and hats or hoodies or something in there. But so yeah, there's, I think, four. No, so there's the main cover A digital, then there's cover A physical. And then I think there's, yeah, cover B physical at the moment. And then you get A and B combo. So yours and mine.
All right.
And I added this collector bundle yesterday. Basically, it'll just be one and I'll adjust the price if needed. But at the moment, it's going to be six covers. If we add more, I'll adjust it. But one of each cover, you know, is like a collector bundle and a little bit of a discount on it.
Yeah.
So if you buy one of each. And there's still add-ons too, of course. Everything has the add-ons. And then the retailer bundle with add-ons. And if retailers can always reach out to me if they want more stuff. So, but yeah. And then, yeah, then I added the video. This video will live here as well when I get it done. And then our creators thing. Are you good with that picture? Do we need to update it? Or if you're good with it?
No, that's probably the best picture you're going to find of me.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I stole that off the internet somewhere, but
yeah, I mean, yep, that's probably the best one you're going to find of me.
Okay, perfect. I won't message your wife.
Except for my wedding day photos, but other than that,
I think this was great. I really appreciate you jumping on to this project with me. You know, it wouldn't have happened without you. I think it's going to only be better because of you. I know it is. Because you know.
I appreciate that. I thank you. That means a lot. And just, you know, like that, you know, you like my work enough to ask me, you know, like that means a lot. And because, like, you know, we do these things like artists, creators, we do these things and it's like, is anybody gonna like this? Is anybody gonna like what? Because like we're worst critics. Like we are.
I felt that so bad. I felt that so much. last week when I, you know, I told you, I was like, all right, I'm going to finish the script like this week. And, you know, I finished it one night last week. I sat in here and I finished it and I printed two copies and I went home. I handed a copy to my wife and I copied Annika and I went and just hit. You know, I did not want to see the reaction.
Yep.